Hi, this is Andrea Callie from the IVA Summit in Phoenix. It is Thursday night and had a really great day today, talking with a lot of friends and going to some great sessions. The first session that I really want to talk about that I got some super information and tips from, the pricing panel discussion, and it was really, really great because one of the first things they really talked about was, giving away a little bit of time here and there and how it adds up, because I don't know about you, but I give away a ton of time because I want to provide all this great value and information to clients, and I'm thinking in my head a little bit here and there doesn't really hurt, but in adding it up, 5 to 10 minutes a day adds up to over $1,500 a year typically, and I don't know about you, but I could use $1,500 a year and for other things other than just giving it away. So I still provide super value to my clients, but I don't necessarily want to be giving all that away. Another thing that's really important is to collect a lot of information up front before providing any kind of quote. And you always need to clarify expectations with new clients. Also, communicate the value of you and not how much you cost and how much you charge. And you need to sell the results, not the hours. And that's really, really important. One of the things that was really cute Kylie Short said today was telling clients who want lots of detail on what was done during tasks and projects is that I micromanage myself. I really don't need you to do it for me. And it gave me quite a chuckle. I thought it was very, very cute and really so true. Today's session in the afternoon was on the multi-VA practice, which I typically never really wanted to do because I don't know. I have a hard time delegating work out, as well as I don't want to be the person managing the other people doing the task. I like to do the work. I don't want to manage the people. Now, I am turning a ton of business away, and I really need to stop doing that. And I have to make it my personal business challenge for myself in 2010. If I am going to shift into a multi-VA practice, which I'm on the fence about. I might do it. I might not. But how do I stop turning business away? How do I keep myself from getting swallowed up in managing the multiple people, working in the multiple tasks, working with the multiple clients? What is it going to take to get me past this obstacle that I keep having? I'm leaning more toward a project manager or a team lead. Again, something that I've been thinking about for a while now. I just have not wanted to take that step. So one of the big things that I also want to do is I want to continue to do some of the work, mainly because I love doing it so much and it keeps my skills current. So that's my personal business challenge. And I took a lot of great information away today from the multi-VA practice panel. So another great day at the IVA Summit. If you were not here, we really, really miss you and hope you can make it next year. It's a wonderful information, a great event. You make a lot of friends that you will connect with on a regular basis after the fact. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I will catch up with you next time. Bye.